The Lordina Foundation has received 12,000 combined HIV and syphilis test kits from Aleri Incorporated, a global diagnostic device and service. The SDHIV Syphilis 2-in-1 is a rapid diagnostic test kit used for the simultaneous prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV and syphilis, which gives results in 20 minutes. Aleri Social Responsibility Ambassador for Africa, Zeina Hinein, who presented the items, commended the First Lady for her hard work and dedication in ensuring the welfare of women and children in less privileged areas. Here's a news desk report.
Madam Zeina Hinein said the presentation forms part of a pledge made by the Aleri Group to members of OAFLA last year in New York, following the revelation that more than 1 million women and families face the trauma of repeated pregnancy loss, stillbirth, or children born with infections or suffering from HIV and syphilis. Madam Hinein explained that apart from being OAFLA members, the First Ladies have their individual projects they execute in their respective countries, hence the need to support their efforts. She said HIV and syphilis are the major public health problems affecting women and their newborn babies, and about 90% of child HIV infections occur during pregnancy, delivery, and breastfeeding. She said although syphilis is easily curable with penicillin, there are usually no tests carried out for syphilis in pregnant women, unlike HIV, which is routinely tested. The First Lady, Mrs. Mahama, said the standard diagnostics HIV syphilis duo test case is one of a kind, as it can detect HIV and syphilis with the same specimen using a single device. She said the incorporation of both HIV, among other things, saves time and also reduces the waiting for results, and overall, it lowers the cost of testing. Mrs. Mahama said, like many other members of OAFLA, Ghana has benefited from the kits, which were used during the elimination of mother-to-child transmission outreaches conducted throughout the country. She expressed appreciation to Aleri for providing the kits and appealed for increased allocation of the SDHIV syphilis kits initially delivered to Ghana to support its First 90 campaign to test 6 million people over the next 12 months.
That was a news desk report.
Fuel filling stations continue to be sited within residential areas in flagrant violations of the law and without due cognizance of the dangers they pose to lives and property. Radio Ghana finds out from the Ghana National Fire Service the considerations for issuing permits for the construction of filling stations, particularly in residential areas. The Deputy PRO, Billy Anaglate, explains the procedure, saying the fire service has the mandate to close down filling stations wrongly sited.
I know there are filling stations that have been at the outskirts of the town. People have built and they have now catch up with those filling stations that have been at the outskirts, far from the town. And the people, after building close to those filling stations, they are crying foul. They are trying to say that they are facing or scared of danger because they have not gotten close to where the filling stations are. The other group of the people are those that are developing together with the filling stations. When it comes to siting of filling stations, there are several agencies play a role in assuring that the filling station is sited at a particular place. Ours is about safety, total safety, to ensure that we mitigate any danger or hazard that might be associated with any of these filling stations. So for us to give any permit to any of these filling stations, we need to look out for the zoning status of the area. And it is the assemblies that give the zoning status of the area. So when we look at the zoning status, and it is like it's a commercial zoning status, or it is a mixed zoning. Where if you say the mixed zoning means that you can have light industries together with residential area. But that is not to say that you need to mix them all up. When we have the mixed zoning, we give permits, and within our permit, we prescribe safety measures that need to be put in place and the safety facilities that you need to have to mitigate any hazards associated with it. What we look out for is to ensure the place has a space enough space where we can do maneuvering in case of any fire outbreak within the area. Of evacuation will be able to drive in and drive out without any hindrance. We also see that even people within the place at the time that the emergency might occur, they might have the opportunity to get evacuated without any hindrance.